The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. We're on YouTube and on Facebook. We're Facebooking and YouTubing live on AM970TheAnswer.com or JRZY at Joe Piscopo on Twitter. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Frankie Five Burrows in the house. Big Al is here, and it's great to have you here. 877-970-2999. The airwaves are always yours. These 50,000 watts and streaming around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com are always yours at 877-970-2999. Our balance of nature phone lines. So you know how pro-law enforcement I am, and I always appreciate the men and women, certainly of the NYPD, of the New Jersey State Police, and all the local police all around the country, how much we support and appreciate our men and women putting their lives on the line, especially as a daddy of five children. I always appreciate all that the police are doing. So when you see someone like Bill Bratton, who is the executive chairman of Teneo Risk, he's a former New York City police commissioner with Mayor Giuliani, turning this city around, and I'm old enough to remember when it was not safe to walk the streets of New York. And the man sitting next to me right now turned the city around. He's been the Los Angeles police chief, the commissioner in Boston. He is an icon in law enforcement and truly a great patriot in that sense. And Commissioner, what an honor to have you with us in the studio, sir.
So great to be with you, and my compliments in terms of as you rattle off all those station identification that did it without a note. My compliments.
It's just kind of brainwashing.
Good for you.
Bill Bratton in the house. It's great. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for all you've done, and for you to take the time this morning to come in, Commissioner. We're all huge fans, and I know you're very, very dedicated. And you know I love your commitment to police officers, and I follow you on Twitter, and I know you have your Twitter person with you. As soon as there's a problem, a police officer is down, or God forbid, assassinated, and you tweet out support, and you just in your heart a cop's cop.
I am, and I thank you for the compliment about turning crime around in New York and Los Angeles. But I was fortunate to be the leader of a lot of great cops and the civilians in both of those organizations, and credit goes to them. I have a mantra: cops count, police matter. The individual action of each cop, the collective action of a police department. Thank God we have the cops that we do.
Yeah, amen to that. And Commissioner, we're seeing an epidemic, and I don't even want to start here, but I have to because there's the police suicides, and I know Commissioner O'Neill, who comes on the show often, who I know you have immense respect for, he's been, you'll have to address police suicides around the country and here in New York. What is causing this, sir?
The stresses in a police officer's life are phenomenal, and both at work and at home, oftentimes at home, caused by what happens at work. And the unfortunate reality, and this is something that's not widely known, there are more police suicides in the course of a year than there are officers killed in the line of duty, traffic accidents, shootings. Last year, I think the figure was about 156 police officer suicides and about 140-some-odd officers killed in the line of duty. So it's in some respects, a hidden problem, because that's a fact that's not known. Commissioner O'Neill, as you might expect, is focusing a lot of his time, energy, effort on it. I know he had a number of meetings yesterday on this issue with the Police Foundation, different studies that they're looking at. I was part of the Boston Police Department in 1975 when they created the first stress unit in the history of the country to deal with the issue of officer stress. It's a reality that's always going to be with us. And what you try to do is provide assistance to the best of your ability. But the reality is that we're always going to have them. But like everything, you try to prevent them and try to reduce the number of them.
And how can we get these tough police officers who are so used to helping others to seek help. It takes a lot of courage to seek help yourself, sir.
Well, there's the catch-22 dilemma, the idea of if they go through official channels, department psychologists, department doctors, and the NYPD.
Right.
NYPD has a huge medical practice. Then the officer's career is potentially in jeopardy if there is a determination that the officer might be so stressed that he is a danger to himself, his family, or to the public. Take away the gun, take away the gun, take away the livelihood. And we saw that with domestic abuse issues, that when an officer is involved in domestic abuse, first thing now that we do that we didn't do 20 years ago is take the gun away. And that effectively limits the officer's career in a very great way. So you have the issue of officers keeping it inside, not going to the many resources that are available. So the usual outcome now is many departments have off-site, off-the-books, if you will, opportunities for officers to seek counseling, seek guidance, and they've encouraged to take advantage of those in those agencies where they exist. But the reality of policing today is that it is much more stressful than at any time during my 50 years in the business.
Is that politics, do you think? Because the one question I had, Commissioner, is always, and I can't understand it. You go on a domestic violence call now, and you're a cop. You get that 911, which is, comes out of a stressed area of the inner cities like NYPD. You got to go. You got to wear almost a flak jacket to go in. These people are getting assaulted.
Think of that, Joe, in the sense when I began as a young cop in Boston in 1970, I went out into the street with a six-shot revolver, six spare rounds, no radio, call box key if I needed to request assistance, a ticket book, and a 12-inch club, and I was on the streets after about 7 weeks of training. An officer today in New York City, when he goes out in the street, has a custom-fitted bulletproof vest. He has a 9mm, 40mm sidearm, a couple of spare clips. He's carrying about 50 spare rounds with him. He now has pepper spray. He has incredibly complex radios, smartphones that they all carry. He has a body camera he's wearing. He has the devices to help if he's dealing with opioid overdoses. He has a trauma kit in the event that he or somebody else is injured. We set them up psychologically that you're going toward potential danger, unknown circumstances. So even before they get out in the street, just getting dressed to go to work, the stress factor.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then I got to ask you about how frustrated you get seeing Washington fail to act on this 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, which has affected so many police officers. One cop was driving me around, and I said to him, and I said this to you listening many, many times, I said, how you doing? He was at 9/11. He tells me, I'm on 26 medications, Joe. So, I mean, it must be frustrating for you, being the cop's cop that you are, to see them not step up.
It is. The John Stewart appearance last week highlighted the frustration.
Yes, sir.
And he was magnificent. That the frustration is that Congress, year after year, requires these people to go beg for something they shouldn't have to beg for. It should be given every year or given in perpetuity. That the reality is, and it's now known, the reality is that people are going to continue to die from their time on the pile, from their time down at the World Trade Center site. And I tweeted on this last week, and John Stewart spoke to it eloquently. Congress, which on a good day is a crazy place, unfortunately, there's not many good days when Congress focuses on this issue. They really have to be kicked in the butt to get anything done, and that shouldn't be the case. Part of the issue is that so many in Congress today were probably 15, 20 years old back on 9/11. They have no remembrance of it, if you will, so it's not part of their world any longer. But it's a continuing frustration, particularly here in New York, where just literally there are thousands of potential victims walking around who will eventually die of cancer from that event.
Bill Bratton with us, what a great observation. You had a lot of those folks in the House of Representatives and in the Senate now, and politicians that were so young then that they don't feel what we felt. Look at where we're walking now, Commissioner. Mm-hmm. Down there, you remember all too well. We have a commissioner. We talked about Commissioner Ray Kelly and Bernie Kerik and everybody around that time, and the ash on the street. I mean, how could, and you know, to your point, maybe they should educate the politicians before they even go down there. Say, maybe they should study some United States history and look into 9/11 a little more seriously, sir.
There's an expression that I think you're familiar with, that those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
My history in policing is over a 50-year span, so longer than most people looking at the issues today. And it's also, I've always loved history, so I go back even further to the extent that Sir Robert Peel in 1829 is my personal hero in policing. So my span of history that I'm aware of in terms of the good times and the bad times for police covers that period of time. But most people are focused on today. They have no remembrance of the past. And I think that's the case with Congress today. They spend most of their time looking forward. And what are they looking forward to? How do I get reelected? So in terms of learning from the past, it's just not happening, unfortunately. We see that in the whole criminal justice system, which is in an incredible churning period right now. And we're not in a good time at the moment, unfortunately, with that churning.
Yeah. You know what, Commissioner? The legalization of recreational marijuana. Now, as a parent, I'm against it. In Jersey, they're pushing it like crazy. In New York, they're pushing it. How is a cop supposed to deal with that when you're driving? Is there a test? I've asked this 1,000 times, never could get an answer. And as a person who is so pro-law enforcement, as you've been, you've dedicated your whole life to it, is it a good thing to legalize recreational marijuana?
I don't believe it is a good thing. That the reality is it's going to happen. I see a legislative body up in Albany is now rushing in the dead of night to try and pass it in the last couple of days of the legislative session, which is indicative of how it's being done around the country, that is really happening with too much speed without enough understanding of the potential results. One of the results will be a lot more people driving under the influence of marijuana. Right now, we don't have field testing capabilities like we do for alcohol. For officers, if they suspect somebody of driving impaired, how do you basically prove it? We also don't know truly the impact of marijuana's impact on the longer term. It is addictive. It is not going to kill you in the way that an opioid or heroin or cocaine might, but it is addictive. It is impactful. Do you want the guy that's walking on the 35th floor of a building under construction during his lunch hour to be going down, you know, taking a couple of tokes that you don't want him out in the local bar and you damn sure don't want him smoking marijuana?
Hmm.
I have long been an opponent of marijuana. I'm not opposed to medical marijuana, appropriately regulated. But I really do believe, and based on my experience in policing, it's a gateway drug. During my most recent three years as police commissioner in New York, murders, shootings involving drugs almost invariably were around marijuana, more so than any other drug. And we're the drug capital of America in many respects as far as the mainstream drugs, as far as supplying them and distributing them. But marijuana is still, there's something about it that it has violence associated with it. And ironically, Joe, and you're aware of this, the whole thrust in government to legalize it is part of the criminal justice reform movement, but also it's all about the money. Show me the money.
Mm.
Well, they're all looking with greedy eyes, the politicians. Look at all the tax revenue we can get out of it. There is no state in America that's legalized it that ever achieved the anticipated tax revenue. Why? Because the black market grew faster than the legal market. And who controls the black market? It's not government. It's the criminals. And who has to deal with the criminals? The police. So we're creating an additional burden on the police and creating a burden where the difficulty of enforcing laws, where there are no laws relative to it, becomes an even more significant burden and stress on police officers and the whole criminal justice system.
Well, you've done the great job you've done in New York, Commissioner, and I hope you have some time. We love having you with us. So this is just as an aside. And then in Los Angeles, man, that seems to me rougher than New York and in Boston. How do you sleep at night? How do you put your head on a you must use a MyPillow. That's our sponsor.
I actually sleep very well. I don't know about Commissioner O'Neill here in New York or Chief Moore in L.A. with the Looney Tunes politics and social justice reform movement they have to deal with. But no, I sleep pretty well. Sleep pretty well.
You could go to bed with all that going through, knowing what you have to get up in the morning. What can happen? What happens in the naked city? You know, in the nighttime, sir. You know.
Well, my frustration, Joe, is that this old adage, everything old is new again. Governor Cuomo yesterday or maybe this morning announced a new fare evasion initiative. 30 years ago, the beginning of the New York crime reduction miracle began with the crackdown on fare evasion when I was chief of the transit police. 200-some-odd thousand people a day, 3.5 million riders, 200,000 are paying the fare. His father, Governor Mario Cuomo, After the Brian Watkins stabbing in the subway, the tourist from Utah here for the U.S. Tennis Open, after that young man was stabbed on Tuesday of the following weekend, Governor Cuomo's office called and said, we're going to give you, Bill Bratton, Chief of Transit Police, $40 million to jumpstart trying to do something about crime in the subway system. The first area we focused on was fare evasion because that's what people saw every day in the symbol of nobody in control. It's ironic that 30 years later, his son and the district attorney, Cy Vance, are coming up with $40 million. $40 million back in 1990, $40 million now. They're going to put 500 more cops and agents into the subway. Good start, but the problem is, and I have a lot of experience with this, it is not a comprehensive initiative. It is focused on prevention, put cops at turnstiles. There are 720 turnstile arrays in the city of New York in 460 stations. Putting 500 cops over a 24-hour period of time at 50 stations. Stations are close enough in New York. You walk down, you see a cop standing at turnstile. You're going to turn around, walk down a block, and go in the next station. That's what we saw in 1990. So you have to have an enforcement mechanism. The enforcement mechanism now is give them a summons, not even a criminal summons. Right now, I think the people not showing up for those summons is at around 54%. They're called desk appearance tickets. The police have a nickname for them, disappearance tickets, because you give the person a ticket and you don't see them again in court because they don't show up in court. So it's a good attempt. My prediction is that it's not going to have a significant impact in the long haul, which is unfortunate. And once again, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. I'm pretty intimate with the history of how crime turned around in New York City. It began in the subway. It began going after fare evasion. And it began going after it with a comprehensive program. You don't pay the fare, there is a penalty. And right now, the penalty is such that it's not going to be anything that's going to discourage most people from not paying the fare.
Commissioner Bill Bratton, Executive Chairman of Teneo Risk, former New York City Police Commissioner, Los Angeles Police Chief, Commissioner of Boston. It's an honor to have you. I can't talk you into staying a couple extra seconds.
Oh, man. Fine.
You sure you're okay?
I have a light morning. Flying up to Boston this afternoon.
Hey!
Teaching a class up there. If we get out of here with the weather.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'd be honored if you stayed. I have a couple pertinent questions that are astute.
Your coffee's pretty good.
Right. Commissioner Bill Bratton right there. It's Piscopo in the morning, 8:22. Let's go to Debbie on the roads right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Commissioner Bratton. Let's see what's happening right now as we take it to the 6th train downtown. We're seeing delays, and it's all due to some ongoing signal problems there. PATH trains are back on or close to schedule. The inbound GWB, about 25 to 30. The inbound side of the Lincoln, that's going to be about 30 minutes in. And the Holland Tunnel looks okay from the Turnpike, but 25 minutes in from Tunnelly Avenue. Watch for slowdowns this morning. As you head to the LIE westbound, we're still seeing some volume here. LIE westbound right through the Clearview. More volume out by the BQE, getting down through that new construction pattern there. Staten Island Expressway eastbound jammed up Bradley Ave through the Verrazano. And watch out for some slowdowns as well as you head to the Cross Bronx East at Rosedale Avenue with a collision. Bronx River Parkway South at 177th, a collision there. Westbound Bruckner slowing down by the Deegan, reports of a collision. The LIE West at 1067, an accident now off on the shoulder, but do watch out for some very hefty delays through that stretch as well. Rain today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow has a big job representing the president.
This investigation has presidential authority granted to it to go to every U.S. intelligence agency and get their cooperation.
This was Crossfire Hurricane. This is the origins of the counterintelligence investigation. And Jordan, it's going to be uncovered. The light is going to be shown on this.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com. smartthings.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy.com. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Councilman Ben Carlos. He was elected in 2013 to represent the Upper East Side, Mideast, Roosevelt Island, and East Harlem. Tell us about your prevailing wage legislation.
Comes back to my experience over the past 18 months and seeing real estate developers getting free land and hundreds of millions of dollars from the city in tax abatements and wondering why we couldn't afford to pay our workers better. And at the same time, I introduced legislation that became a law that's keeping track of everyone who's getting injured. And it still happens, people dying on construction sites every single day. And if the mayor can do Vision Zero for traffic collisions, I don't know why we can't do the same thing for construction safety.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 825. Commissioner Bratton is with us. We're going to go in a second, but I got to tell you about Balance of Nature. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature. It is almost time to take my other Balance of Nature dose. I double up. Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. Very simply, I hold in my hand a Balance of Nature capsule. Dr. Douglas Howard came up with a brilliant concept. That's all this is, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I take three fruits in the morning. I take three at the end of the show. I'll take three more vegetables at night and then three more again. I've never had more energy. And you know what I love about it? I don't get worn down. There's, you know, you get that stuff in the back of your throat. That I get all these allergies. When I take Balance of Nature and I increase the dosage, this ain't a clinical study. This is an Episcopal study right here. It works for me. And it works for Frankie Five Burrows. Grumpy Al loves it. He loves it. It works for if Al's happy with it, everybody's gonna be happy with it, and Debbie as well. All right. Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. Frankie's the first guy that told us about it, and I love telling you about Balance of Nature. Here's the number, 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. You can get a discount if you use the code The Answer. But check this out: a limited time only. You could receive 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751, or please go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 827. I am so thrilled and honored. We have the privilege of having Bill Bratton with us. This is a legend in law enforcement and a great... You know, Commissioner, if I may say so, before we get to the politics of the day, and thank you for extending your stay with us. We appreciate it. You look great, man.
Life is good. Couldn't complain.
Well, you're working out.
I would like to work out more than I do. Doing a lot of walking.
Yeah, walking is good. Walking is good. Hey, so can I ask you about this? The driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, Commissioner. Set us straight on that, if you would, sir.
So, it might surprise you. I'm supportive of that, and that support goes back to my time in L.A. as the chief of police, 2002. Governor Schwarzenegger at the time was against legislation that would have allowed that back then, with the idea that there were going to be a lot of terrorists hidden among these people. Well, any terrorist that wanted to give me a photograph, fingerprints, and an address, come on down. I think it may help to reduce people fleeing from the scenes of accidents, which is very common now in New York, unfortunately. I don't have a real problem with it from a law enforcement perspective. that I know it's very, a very contentious issue, but I think it will reduce accidents. I think it will reduce people fleeing. And, again, I don't have a particular problem with it.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, and people are against it because at least they're registered,
correct? The polling shows majority against it, but I think it'll be beneficial over time.
All right. And Commissioner, Homeland Security Secretary in the future for you, do you think some politician?
No, in terms of no public sector positions for me. I'm the vice chair of a committee that advises the Homeland Security Secretary with Judge Bill Webster, the former head of the CIA, FBI.
Yes, sir.
So that's about as close as I want to get to public life.
What about this Queens DA race? What are your feelings about that,
I think,
sir?
The Queens DA's race is an exemplar of so much of the problem in our criminal justice system at the moment, the so-called criminal justice reform movement that I think is going too far to the left, to use that term. Understandably, we want to correct some of the excesses of the 90s that too many people did go to jail when we could have done alternative types of treatment for drug addicts, et cetera. There's no doubt about that, but I think in an effort to try and correct it, I think there are many on the left who are attempting to go too far. And in the Queens DA race, you have a perfect example of that. There's five candidates, I think, and one of the candidates, Tiffany Caban, I think she's being backed by the Congresswoman AOC, the nickname AOC. She is really what I'm talking about in terms of how far to the left some of these people are going and the danger they pose. She has a theory called the restorative justice model about aimed at reducing or avoiding prison time. Caban told New York Magazine with candor and clarity that she would reject prison time for violent offenders for any violent crime, will not exclude any crime for consideration for restorative justice and alternatives to incarceration. Nice to try and keep people out of jail, but if somebody's shooting you on the street, raping you in your apartment, assaulting you in the subway, I think a lot of people would want those people to go to jail. But if you have a prosecutor who thinks of their role as being the public defender rather than the public prosecutor, God help us. The majority of people in state prison, I'm sorry, deserve to be there, need to be there. They are violent offenders. That is the reality in New York State, and even though we've reduced the jail population significantly, might be able to reduce even more, there are bad people in our midst, and we have to basically do something about them. And I'm all for discussion. I'm all for the idea of trying to find common ground. But some of these people don't want common ground. They're going to take us off the cliff.
So broken windows, you got to get, even if people are marginal and start to go against anything that seems to be civil in law and order on the streets of New York, you came up with the broken windows, you embrace that, and that really does work, in your opinion.
It all begins, broken windows, quality of life. Fare evasion is the prime example of that, because that's where it all began in this city, 1990. That simple, back then, $1.15 theft of fare. Now it's, what, $2.75 theft of fare. You see what happens if people look around and see that other people are not paying the fare and nothing's happening. Why should I pay the fare? So the problem expands. Or if the methods you're using to stop the problem are not effective, and that's my concern now because there almost is no punishment, even if you get caught, we need to find a better balance. My concern under the restorative justice initiatives that are out there, we're moving much, much too far to the left, to use that terminology. We need to stay in the middle. In the 90s, did we go too far to the right? Mm. We did, but you remember, Joe, what the city was like in 1990, 91, 2,200 murders in the city? Mm. This place was a mess, and it has the potential to become a mess once again, particularly if we have prosecutors who refuse to act like prosecutors and instead become basically another form of public defender.
Commissioner, great to have you with us, sir. Oh, well, you're always welcome here anytime. Please tell us about Teneo Risk. You're the executive chairman of Teneo Risk. What is that exactly?
Teneo Risk is a private firm that supports CEOs in the private sector. Any need a CEO might have, we're able to provide. My division assists on issues of cyber theft, workplace violence, all of the things that in the public sector I was working on. It transferred very nicely into this assignment. It's a great company. It's one of the leading companies in the world in terms of what we do. I get to walk to work in most days. I'm on the subway traveling up and down to different meetings, but I live close enough to the office. And what a luxury that is with the chaos on our streets. Between now they're talking about electric scooters and electric bicycles. I've traveled around the country, and you go to these cities that have already authorized those. Those damn scooters are lying all over the place. And the streets of New York are insane enough without now occupying them with thousands of additional scooters and electric one-wheel devices. It is New York is quite the place, isn't it? I have to laugh thinking about the chaos that we live amidst.
Now, you've been in Boston. You perform miracles in Boston, Los Angeles, but you stay in the city, man, in New York. You're a Yankee fan. I hear.
Sorry about that, Joe. In terms of, I hate to disappoint your listeners, but Red Sox fever every year comes back like malaria.
There it is.
You had to have something in common with Mayor de Blasio, right?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, we did have Bruins fever till last week, then that kind of subsided.
Commissioner Bill Bratton, great to have you with
us, sir.
As
always, a pleasure.
Thank you. And you're here. Welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
Commissioner Bill Bratton with Piscopo in the Morning. 8:34. Hey, look at that. Big Al's here with the headline news, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
69 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Oh, Commissioner Brent was just talking about it. New York State lawmakers have reportedly reached a deal to legalize e-bikes and e-scooters. But a special exception has been carved out for Manhattan. A scooter share program will apparently be established for the borough, which will be organized and run by Mayor de Blasio's office. Reports indicate that some Manhattan-based lawmakers were worried legalizing the vehicles would cause too much traffic on the sidewalks. The e-bikes and e-scooters are popular with delivery workers in the city, but some complain they're driven dangerously at high speeds and without following traffic laws. Three commercial pilots reporting lasers are being pointed their way while flying over New Jersey and Pennsylvania. A flight traveling to LaGuardia from Atlanta noted a green laser in his cockpit last Saturday while descending outside Robbinsville, and then two more planes headed to JFK from Los Angeles reported similar flashes while flying south of Lakewood. No injuries caused by the light flashes. Federal law prohibits anyone pointing a laser at an aircraft. In sports, Masahiro Tanaka firing a complete game two-hit shutout. Yankees blanked the Rays 3-0 in the Bronx. Bombers have won three in a row to move to a game and a half ahead of the Rays in the AL East. Mets bullpen gave up seven late runs in a 12-3 loss to the Braves in Atlanta. The Amazons have lost five of their last seven. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go to the LIE westbound stop-and-go traffic by 106.7 with an accident off on the shoulder. Traffic is still moving slowly. LIE westbound heading right out toward the Clearview and in toward Woodhaven Boulevard. Heavy through the BQE because of that new construction pattern out approaching the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Let's see what's happening on the Van Wyck North. That's bumper-to-bumper into Kew Gardens with an accident reported there as well. And prepare for slowdowns on the Cross Bronx East at Rosedale Avenue. An accident delays going back to the GWB. The inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, still about 25. Lincoln 30, Holland Tunnel 25 in from 1 and 9 and Tunnel Ave, but you're slowing down, just a minor delay from the Turnpike extension. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to 287 South Exit 45 down through Booton, a disabled vehicle. 80 East Exit 57 in Patterson, a collision. Rain today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
So, I have to say, hi, it's me, Joe, on the radio. How are you? We're streaming and we're YouTubing on AM970TheAnswer.com. If you go to AM970, just Episcopo Radio, and you'll be able to find us. It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:40. We had the best time at Michael's of Brooklyn. I always tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, and I like to tell you, and I tell you this. Everybody that I talk about when I read the quote-unquote commercials or the ads here, it's always something that will help make your life easier or nicer or more fun. So I'm proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. We've been with Michael's of Brooklyn from day one. They came to us, and Mary took me out there, and it's been a love affair ever since. So when I go out there, from all the way out. I was at home at the time, and then I said, let me get to Brooklyn, and I go out to Avenue R. Nostrand right there to one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, not just in Brooklyn, not just in New York. I go out. I meet Fred, right? I talk with Fred. Listen to me. And it's like, and immediately I feel at home when you go to, that's the gift. I think because Fred and Michael is there, Johnny's there, Mary Ann's there, the whole family is there. And it was started by Fred's father. And then I go like this, Frankie, did you know that? When I did the tour and I didn't know, we're having dinner with two people I have such immense respect for, John Catsimatidis and Margo, who I absolutely adore. You know that. And then Congressman Peter King and Rosemary, his wife. So I'm there way early. I don't get early to anything. I'm always rushing from one to the other. So I go to Fred, hey, I'm a little early. Show me how the sauce is made. You want to see that, Joey? Really? Yes, I'd like to see the machines. That should be a tour at Michael's of Brooklyn.
I completely agree with you. It's like Hershey Park.
Yeah.
How they have the tours of making the chocolate and everything. They could easily do that.
The tomatoes go into the thing and it comes over. It's like Willy Wonka with the thing.
It's remarkable.
The bottles, and then they put the labels on with the tops on. And then you can feel the sauce warm and delicious. The puttanesca.
See, that's the kind of golden ticket contest that I could get behind. Like if they said you have a lifetime supply of that sauce, forget about it.
And so then I walk out, and then I see Johnny. Johnny's in the kitchen, by the way.
I know, he's
in the kitchen. And I go out, and there are the Catsimatidis, and there are the Kings. And I felt like, oh, my gosh, now I'm making excuses. I apologize. I was taking a tour of the sauce. But they were great, and they appreciated it. Then I ordered the Bronzino. Then the calamari, right? And the sauce. I had the gnocchi arrabbiata.
I saw that. I tried a little bit.
Boom.
That was good.
It's spectacular. I'm telling you, you got to try Michael's.
So I always look at the specials, right? I had the soft shell crab franchise.
Yeah.
It was the best piece of seafood I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah,
you would never eat that, but for those of us that indulge once in a while, it was amazing.
They had the pasta with the clam sauce. I would never eat that. I ate it. It was delicious.
Spaghetti a la Michael's.
Al's twirling his finger. Give us another 5 minutes. We love Michael's of Brooklyn. We're proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. It keeps the Italian heritage, you know, the work ethic of this great country, folks that came from another country and they started Michael's of Brooklyn, you know, and we're proud to tell you about this great institution now. It's been there over 50 years. Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, and check out Michael's of Brooklyn on your shelves as you listen all around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. You check out, please. You're going to love the sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Paul McCartney's birthday today? Can we guess his age? Look, here we go. Here. It's got to be 70, what? 76-ish? I'll tell you, it was 76
great. 76 or 76.
You know, 843 with Joe on the radio. I see the phone calls on the Balance of Nature phone line going there momentarily. I have to tell you about the Beatles. Beatles, you know me. I'm an animals guy. I'm a 60s guy. I'm the Stones. It was the Stones. It was Jimi Hendrix for me. Always with that. And then the parallel was Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. 77. God bless him. He looks spectacular. The Beatles were so great. And that's why I keep saying James Rosen is the ultimate Beatles authority. Next time he comes on, I think we should do a Beatles segment and put politics aside. Because I start watching on Facebook, something popped up. I'm addressing all my nice, beautiful birthday wishes. Thank you so much. And I see a Beatles video comes up. Well, let me stay with this for a second. I'm watching it. So they're at a big event. It wasn't Shea, but it was a big event. I mentioned this yesterday. They came out. And it was and they were testing the mic, because back in the day they didn't have road guys. Like now, when people come, rock stars come out. Like when you saw Live Nation over the weekend, the Live Bush Nation,
Live and Bush.
Well, their roadies got everything locked and loaded. They walk on stage, boom, they start.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
So much when the Beatles started. It was all new. You could hear them, and you watch these old videos. And John goes, hello, and then Paul has such a great sense of humor. He goes, hello, John. How are you? They're back and forth in the sound check.
Right.
And then they nail it. Man, they were just spectacular. So happy birthday, Paul McCartney, one of the greats. 8:45 with Joe on the radio. We're going to go to Debbie real quick. Mike Gallagher standing by. Debbie, you were never a Beatles fan, as were. I don't know why I think that. Yes?
I wasn't really big Beatles fan. However, several songs. No, I do like a lot of the songs, especially that they're from England and, you know.
There you go.
British blood.
There you
but
go.
There are certain songs like Penny Lane I like. There are certain songs that I really like that they do sing.
But what would you dance? So when we go to Frank's wedding, what are you going to dance? What are you going to dance to? We're going to dance to what? Frank Sinatra. Huh?
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna think about this. I want to think of a really good song.
No matter who you go with, no matter who I go with, we're going to end up with each other at one point, dance on the dance floor.
Definitely.
Yes, and we have to pick a song, so you can think about that, okay?
Yeah, but I think I'm invited by myself, so I have to check with Frank on that.
All right.
You can bring somebody.
The Super Diamond fan band probably doesn't do requests, but, you know. Yeah.
No, I know Frank has a limit.
Who is the band, Frankie? Who's the band?
Anyway, it's a DJ.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
Then we can play anything then.
Yeah, exactly.
Someday. When I'm feeling
old. Sound system working?
Hello. 8:46, Debbie's on the road. Mike Gallagher standing by. And Aaron Sykes is in the studio as well. John DiDomenico, too. We got a great show for you. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs, for that. Debbie, how are we looking traffic-wise at 8:46 on AM 970, The Answer?
Joe, let's see what's happening on 95. The New England Thruway northbound getting up toward the area of Boston Post Road, getting up toward exit 20 in Rye. It's an accident, one lane block. Delays going back toward Mamaroneck, 84 west at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Construction slowing everybody down. Let's go inbound at the GWB. That's 25. Lincoln, that's going to be about 20. Holland, about 15 minutes in from Tunnelly Avenue. 287 south, exit 45 in Booton, a disabled vehicle. Watch for delays, 80 east, exit 57, a crash over in Patterson. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lane south at exit 9, an accident there. Two lanes remain blocked. Still seeing volume cross Bronx East at Rosedale Ave with a collision. LIE westbound still stop and go, getting out toward the BQE, out through the construction zone there, heading out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. So watch for delays. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder isn't surprised the Democrats don't like the president's deal with Mexico.
Even CNN said that Trump got almost everything he wanted from Mexico in the agreement. Now, were Democrats happy that tariffs were not imposed and that this threat to our economy has been averted and that possibly the 100,000 or so illegal aliens across the border last month, that number will go down? Not exactly.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
In this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we do our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime coming up. If you listen to Joe Piscopo, get 20% off when you mention the show. To learn more about Durasan products, please go to Durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. Durasan.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager for the folks at BestHutGrill.com who make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills. Buy a Solaire grill that is built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHutGrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at BestHutGrills.com.
Want to make the most of this summer? Try your hand at something new and exciting. Learn to trade stocks with Tradeway at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on August 2nd and 3rd. To register, call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com.
What am I doing? Route 22 Toyota, you're terrible. You really are a terrible person. Oh, my goodness.
What do they call... What do they call those MTV, the acoustic things? Raw, there's the concerts that are raw without the...
Unplugged?
Unplugged. Yeah. We should do Piscopo Unplugged. That's what we can do. That. Yeah, we'll never be allowed on radio again.
No, we'll do a subscription service.
Yeah, right. Okay, Piscopo Unplugged. Oh. 10 before 9 o'clock, Mike Gallagher standing by. You got till 8:55, okay? It's 8:50 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded, but you can call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love it, man. Frankie's been there. Mike goes there. My sister Carol's been down there. Route 22 Toyota, right there, Route 22 West on Hillside, New Jersey. You can get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. But I'm giving you 5 minutes. I'm going to get an 855. It's 850 right now. If you call 855, my Jersey accent, 621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And again, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You're going to love it. Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota, it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher's the man. Hey, Mike comes up at 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer, Mike. I can't believe we're still talking about the stairwell joke. I can't believe you did that on the radio. But it's...
don't bring that up, please. Not my finest hour. But let me tell you what is going to be the finest day. Yes. Today.
Yeah.
We are in Orlando missing you. I'm at the Hairy Buffalo. Now, there's a metaphor there somewhere for my weight issues. The Hairy Buffalo Sports Bar, two blocks from the Amway Center in sweltering downtown Orlando for tonight's big kickoff, Joe.
Wow.
Of course, it's the Trump campaign. Check this out. Now, you'll love this. The Amway Center seats 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Local media is reporting there are 135,000 requests for tickets for a 20,000-seat arena. There are more people standing online right now to get in than at a typical Biden rally when he's on the podium,
yeah, yeah.
Just to get in.
Yeah, so
and they've
true.
Been there. Joe, I interviewed the guy who was first in line. He's been a guy from Kevin from Key West. He's been standing on line for 40 hours.
Holy
he got here yeah. at 2 o'clock in the morning day before yesterday.
Wow.
To get into the line. Wow. I mean, it's there's so much excitement.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and we talk, you know, I listen to you guys every morning driving in. And, of course, the incredible way you wake up New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and the country.
Drive.
And your sort of happy warrior status that I have. People here, Joe, have such a joyful spirit. They're so excited about this, and they're calm, and they're cautiously optimistic. They love what this president has accomplished over the last 2.5 years, and they are absolutely convinced he's going to win next year. And it's just a great feeling to be with like-minded people for a change. It's so strange to be walking around the streets of New York. If I see one person with a Make America Great Again hat on, I figure he's gonna get assaulted. Here, everybody's got them on every corner.
But I tell you, Mike, to your point, Mike, in Orlando at the big rally, President Trump kicking off his 2020 campaign tonight, I was at my daughter's 8th grade graduation, and the girl that did the speech at the end, you know, the valedictorian, whatever it is for an 8th grade class, she was talking about how they were in Washington, and they heard the Pledge of Allegiance at the World War II Memorial, and they joined and put their hands over their hearts. And you know what hat they had on? All these kids, they're teenagers, 8th graders, MAGA hats, Mike. MAGA hats. I don't think people know. Huh? Am I right?
They don't appreciate how many young... I mean, listen, here in Orlando, every street corner, these are teenagers, college kids.
Yeah.
Last night when I went to interview people who were waiting in the line... probably a third of them were kids under 25.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and they're smart, Joe. They know the issues. One kid last night from Pompano Beach. He said, "Hey, Mr. Gallagher," he said, "you got the New York governor signing a bill granting driver's licenses
wow.
to illegals."
Wow.
And this is, he was a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And he knew
exactly
the issues. You know, so we can't lose hope in our young people. We can't lose the spirit of the fight, but we've got to fight fair. We got to be tough. We got to be strong. We got to be engaged. We got to be active. I mean, might be a lost cause in the state of New York, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be canvassing and fighting the good fight. You know, get involved with your local GOP. Look at Frankie Fiveboroughs and all the great stuff that he's done out in Staten Island and all the activities you get engaged in on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That's what it means to be a good citizen,
that's
Joe,
right.
And that's what people are here.
But your point taken, Michael, we'll let you go, man, is that the people are positive and they're excited and they're patriotic and they love the country. And I don't know that we're going to see that on any other network or we're going to hear it anywhere else other than the Mike Gallagher show at 10 o'clock. It's
Joe Piscopo every morning.
Hey,
I mean, that's what we wake up to every day. You love this country.
Yeah,
you love the American people, and I just, you're fighting the good fight. We all are, and it's worth it. It's worth it. I mean, listen, make no mistake. I'm not in a sweltering tent like some of my radio colleagues are this morning. I'm in the air-conditioned Harry Buffalo because I'm too fat and I'm too old to be out. I mean, it's like 90 degrees here. It is. It is hot.
But
and then a thunderstorm. I mean, thunderstorms rip through. I thought, guys, I ain't in no tent.
Yeah,
please,
yeah,
do not put me in the tent.
Yeah,
so
here
we are, and we're going to be interviewing surrogates, and we're going to have a great time.
So good. Mike
I'll
Gallagher.
Bring you back some souvenirs, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. Please do. Mike Gallagher right there live from Orlando. Love you, buddy. Have fun down
Love
there.
Love you too, guys. Take care.
At the,
right,
the big Donald Trump 2020 campaign kickoff. That's tonight. Hey, Joe Lumberg is our Marathon Man meteorologist at 8:56. Joe, I'm looking at the pictures online. My gosh, you got banged up, brother. You took a fall in your 24-hour bike-a-thon. Are you okay now? Your arm looks really banged up as I'm looking at
it. The arm feels fine. It's the thing that I didn't show you is my chest. I think I kind of landed on my right side, and my upper part of my chest feels very bruised. Like I almost like cracked a rib somewhere in there. So
did you get X-ray? Did you get X-ray?
Yeah.
Thank you. But you got to get X. Did you get X-rayed?
No. What are they going to tell me? Says, you might have cracked a rib.
No, but you know, you are, and you got back on that bike after taking a fall. And then you
finished that loop. I had another 4 miles to finish the loop. So I had to finish the loop. I had to get back to the start finish line somehow.
Oh, my God. How many hours was that for you? Did you do
I was on the bike for about 15 and a half to 16 hours out of the whole 24-hour period.
Joe,
I was down a little bit from last year.
Yeah, down a little
Conditions
bit.
Conditions were tough. It was breezy. It was very breezy there. Then we had some mist and drizzle for a few hours. I took a nap for about 2.5 hours. So I was off the bike for about 3 hours from about 8:30 to 11:30.
Yeah, yeah. And then you jumped on with the light. Were the roads lit when you did this, by the way?
Yeah, well, the corners of the night loop were lit. I mean, it's like a big rectangle. So the corners were lit, and there were police officers at every intersection. Yeah. So they guided us through. You know, so it was all right. It was all right.
Hey, listen, I tell you, you deserve so much credit. Weather-wise, we got rain all day in the city today.
Off and on. Yeah, I mean, it's a good soaking rain now. It's going to let up a little bit. Some more heavier downpours are probably going to happen during the midday and afternoon hours. Then it tapers off early tonight. So just kind of a washout today. Hit or miss shower or thunderstorm both tomorrow and Thursday. The worst of the rain after that's probably Thursday night. Then that gets out of here. Later Friday, it's dry. Saturday and Sunday look gorgeous around the area.
Oh, Joe, God bless you. You're the man. You are so the man. Impressed. And I'm gonna get those pictures to Matt Sambol, and we're going to post some of those pictures of you. I'm glad you're okay, Joey, and nice to hear from you always.
Thank you.
Joe Lumberg right there, 858. Erin Seitz is going to join us. She's been patiently waiting. Retail and sales strategist, consultant, frequent Fox Business contributor, and QVC guest host. Erin will join us live in the studio. Next hour as well, one of the funniest guys in the world, John DiDomenico, who does, aside from Daryl Hammond, the ultimate Donald Trump impression. It's Piscopo in the Morning with Marano and Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. We're coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.